Next, an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo recently discussed the importance the U.S. attaches to promoting religious freedom around the world. Our mission set is to give every human being the chance to worship, to practice their faith, exercise their conscience in the way that they want to. Unfortunately, in the People's Republic of China, the Communist Party leadership has only increased its persecution of those who attempt to practice their faith. According to the United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, an independent, bipartisan federal body tasked with monitoring violations of religious freedom abroad, in 2019, religious freedom conditions in China continued to deteriorate. China's minority Muslim community continues to be one of the most persecuted religious minority groups in the country. The U.S. government estimates that since 2017, authorities have detained over 1 million ethnic Uyghurs, Kazakhs, Kyrgyz, and other Muslims in internment camps in Xinjiang. The United States Commission on International Religious Freedom, or USIRF, reports that individuals have been sent to the camps for wearing long beards, refusing alcohol, or other behaviors deemed extremist by Chinese communist authorities. Former detainees report that they suffered torture, rape, sterilization, and other abuses. In Tibet, the Chinese government continues to pursue a policy of forced assimilation and suppression of Tibetan Buddhism. Monks and nuns who refuse to renounce the Dalai Lama have been expelled from their monasteries, imprisoned, and tortured, according to USIRF. Chinese government authorities also raided or closed down hundreds of Protestant house churches in 2019, including Rock Church in Henan Province and Shaoyi Wang Church in Beijing. The government released some members of the Early Rain Covenant Church who had been held since December 2018. But in December 2019, a court charged Pastor Wang Yi with subversion of state power and sentenced him to 9 years in prison. Local authorities continue to harass and detain Catholic bishops, including Guo Jizin and Cui Tai, who refused to join the state-affiliated Catholic Association. Several local governments offered cash rewards for individuals who informed on underground churches. Also, in 2019, thousands of Falun Gong practitioners were arrested for practicing the movement's meditation exercises or distributing literature about their beliefs, according to reports. The U.S. government has repeatedly called upon the People's Republic of China to stop punishing its citizens for peacefully observing their faith and to respect the rights of its citizens to practice their religion freely.
That was an editorial reflecting the views of the United States government.